Going on, everybody. Happy Monday. Welcome to another edition of Mean Streets here on our YouTube page. You're listening on iTunes and Spotify. I greatly appreciate you guys. If you guys could rate, review, subscribe, tell a friend, subscribe to our FTN YouTube page, get notified when we have a video, and we have all kinds of things happening on our FTN YouTube page. The month of October really is all happening. We put the pin on week six tonight as we turn our attention to week seven already in the NFL. Crazy. NHL full swing, postseason baseball happening, college basketball around the corner. Jayhawks number one in the AP rankings. But we cover it all over at FTM Fantasy. I have a promo code for you, PUCK, P-U-C-K. We'll save yourself a little bit of cash if you're looking to join us over at ftnfantasy.com/pricing. We have an all sports package where you get all the picks from everybody across all sports, Discord, projections, tools. It's all there for you over at FTN. So tonight we have an AFC matchup, Jets and the Buffalo Bills. If you want to back the Jets, I'm seeing the spread move a little bit here. It was 2.5 essentially all weekend, hasn't really moved. Now I'm seeing 1, 1.5, 2 in certain spots. And, you know, if you want to back the Jets, use the prop shop and the parlay calculator to get the best possible number. I'm seeing the Jets, if you want to back them, at plus 100 over at bet365. I think some money's starting to come in on the SiriusXM show this morning. Or early this afternoon, I saw like plus 125. Now I'm seeing plus 100, best possible number. If you want to back the Bills, minus 118 over at FanDuel. And the total is at 41.5 over at DraftKings. I think we'll see a low scoring game. And this is the first one here without Robert Saleh. They let him go. I thought he was a scapegoat. Like, listen, the defense played good. He's a defensive mind. Defense has been fantastic. It's been great. Sometimes these coordinators are not suited for head coaching jobs and kind of feel that way about Robert Saleh. But if they win today, all of a sudden they're first in the division. They have the tiebreaker on the Bills and they have a pretty easy schedule moving forward. But Rodgers hasn't looked good and I haven't agreed with the play calling. So that's the bigger move for me, is that Nathaniel Hackett stripped of his play calling duties, and we'll see Todd Downing get in there. And we don't have much of a track record for him. He was the OC for the Titans in the early, I think it was 2020 and 2021. Those Titan teams ran the football. Of course they did. They had Derrick Henry. But this is the biggest thing I see when I see the Jets. People that thought they were going to get elite Aaron Rodgers, stop it. Like, that was 5-6 years ago. He's not the same guy. He's lost some zip on his ball. Sure, he had a great Thursday night football game against the Patriots. Everyone has had good games against the Patriots this season. So I wouldn't just like, when I watch him, I feel like he's uncomfortable in the pocket. It's just how I feel when I watch. I think that he's almost afraid to take a hit. I think he needs to take a couple shots. And, you know, he's underthrowing guys. I thought he was overthrowing and underthrowing guys against the Vikings. I thought that they probably should have won the game. Like, the defense did its thing. And there were some opportunities for Rodgers to get back into the game, and he missed some guys. But I think when I watch the Jets, I feel like, where's the run game? Why is Brees Hall only touching the football, you know, a couple times? There's really just no need of it. So I think the Jets win the game. I have picked them in my own pool at +2.5. I think that they win the football game at home. I think the defense is better than Buffalo. And they've given Josh Allen fits over the past couple of years. And the last five games for Josh Allen against the Jets, he has 5 touchdowns. He has 5 interceptions. He has a sub-60% completion rate in 3 of the 5. His last two trips to MetLife, 29 for 41, 236, 1 touchdown, 3 picks. 18 for 34, 205, 0 touchdowns and 2 picks. So he has thrown 5 interceptions in his last two games at MetLife. And this is what the Jets do to quarterbacks. They've made Allen look silly over the past couple of years. Last year, Patrick Mahomes, Jalen Hurts, like, that was the game that broke Hurts in the Eagles offense. Sam Darnold, right, was cooking on offense, super efficient, leading the NFL in passing touchdowns. He didn't have a great game against the Jets. So I think that, you know, given the coaching change, I guess a new philosophy on offense, I like Brees Hall tonight and I like the Jets to win. And I think it's going to be an ugly game. I think it's going to be like a 20-17 type football game that would be under the 41.5. I do have the lean to the under on the 41.5. It does sound like Khalil Shakir and James Cook will play in this game, which is good news for Josh Allen again, because he completed 9 passes last week. He missed Shakir. There were some drops from Mac Hollins and Dalton Kincaid, who really needs to step up, because Kincaid has been very quiet this season. a lot of talk about Andrews and Laporta and Kelsey's slow start. Kincaid has been pretty much invisible, non-existent. 2 for 34, 5 for 47, 3 for 33, 1 for 11. Week 3, he scored a touchdown against the Jags, 3 for 41. So he's been pretty quiet. I look for him and James Cook to be like the guys here tonight for the Bills, and I look at Breece Hall. So I actually don't have a lot of props here for tonight's game. But I am going to lead with Breece Hall over 13.5 rushing attempts, minus 125 at DraftKings is the number that I'm seeing right now. I think we got a little bit of a better one earlier this morning. Yeah, minus 115 over 13.5 rushing attempts, but held to 10-9 over his last two games. But he had 16, 14, and 16 in his first three games. And I think with the head coaching change and more so the OC changes I alluded to, Todd Downing, I think this is a good spot to lean on Breece Hall. And that's one thing I'll be looking at here. Is this a Breece Hall and Braylon Allen backfield the rest of the year? Or are they going to go back to just Breece Hall? Because as much as like Braylon Allen, Breece Hall is a better back and he deserves more touches, and they got to find a way to get him going. And Robert Saleh was talking about how the goal line rolls in question, all that stuff. And I wasn't sure if that was him or Nathaniel Hackett giving these touches to Braylon Allen, but I expect Breece Hall to get a heavy workload. And this is a team that you can run on. The Buffalo Bills have allowed 5.2 yards per carry. It's the number one mark in all of football. It's tied with a couple teams up at the top, but this is a good spot. And if you're watching the show here, you see that I have a little bit of an alternate line here, 20 rushing attempts at Bet365 plus 650. So 13 is minus 125, 15 is like plus 100. So I would just like, it's not a true ladder, but a little bit of a sprinkle in the 20 attempts. Maybe this is a big Breece Hall game. I expect them, like I said, to lean on the ground game, run the football, use Breece Hall in a matchup where you can exploit the other team's weakness, and that's their run defense. So I have a fun same game parlay here as well. Breece Hall, 15 rushing attempts, 75 rushing yards and a touchdown. That pays plus 600 over at Bet365, but also in on the rushing yards. So the attempts would be my favorite bet of the day. Breece Hall over 13 rushing attempts. I think he gets into the 15 plus range. And like I said, with that sprinkle, I think we could see him 20 attempts. It's possible. Breece Hall over 57.5 rushing yards. I think this number is moving a little bit. It was 55. We're seeing some 60s using our prop shop. I think he gets up into the 60s here. So Breece Hall attempts, Breece Hall rushing yards, and then I'm going to go to the other running back in James Cook at over 13.5 rushing attempts, minus 120 over at Bet Rivers. It sounds like he's going to be good to go for this game. He's expected to play. He had 20 carries in his last game. He had 19 carries in a competitive game in week one. The Bills haven't played in a lot of competitive games. They've blown out a lot of teams. And I think that this one will be competitive, low scoring, division rivals. I think it could be a little sloppy. So we're taking over 13.5 rushing attempts for James Cook. Plus the secondary, it's tough. I mean, they allowed 5 wide receiver touchdowns last year. They've allowed 2 so far. They allowed actually a couple rushing touchdowns to wide receivers, I think Debo in week one, but just 2 through the air. And, you know, Shakir plays in the slot. Maybe he could avoid Reed and Sauce, but it's tough. Like, the Bills need Devontae Adams desperately. They really do need an alpha wide receiver. I felt like last week they missed Stephon Diggs. Keon Coleman, is he going to see Sauce or Reed? That's very tough for him. I know he scored a touchdown last week, but he's been locked up by corners. Jalen Ramsey locked him up, you know, and then Reed on Hollins, a little bit of Shakir. Maybe if Shakir is eating them up in the slot, they could change and you know, take care of Shakir. But I think that Buffalo will just like the Jets, think both teams are going to run football here tonight. So over 13.5 rushing attempts, minus 120 Bet Rivers. And I like the over 14.5 receiving yards at minus 115. I think the best number is over at 365. I'm seeing this actually get bet up a little bit. Just using the prop shop, I see James Cook at like 15.5 in certain spots. But yeah, I think he's going to be involved. As I said, you know, he's top 15 receiving yards in 4 of his last 5 games. The Jets corners are tough. That's part of it. The Jets corners are tough. And, you know, I expect, you know, Cook to lean on the ground, and, you know, he could do this on one catch. We've seen it multiple times so far from James Cook. I don't have the numbers offhand, but I'll get them for you guys, and you guys could just look at the back of the football card and see it. But 3 for 32, 1 for 17, 4 for 48, 1 for 9 against the Ravens. That game was just kind of out of hand. And that's the game where he had the fewest touches, the 9 for 39, the 1 for 9 receiving yards. It was a 35-10 beat down there. For Houston, last week, 2 for 17. So he has topped this one, this number in 4 of the 5 games, had at least 3 targets in 3 of his 5 games as well. So we're riding James Cook here. And honestly, those are the props that I like the most. I'm not getting involved really with it with anything else. If you are looking for some more, I do have a couple, but those are the ones I really like. Breece Hall attempts, Breece Hall rushing yards, Cook attempts, Cook receiving yards, and then this same game parlay with Breece 15 attempts, 75 yards and a touchdown. I think you could do something like Breece and Cook for 15 attempts, 50 plus rushing yards. That would pay okay. You know, both of those guys are probably going to catch a pass or two as well out of the backfield. We're getting greedy, of course, the more legs we add, but it's all about those running backs for me. And then because I mentioned Josh Allen and the struggles at MetLife, right, his last 2 games at MetLife, he has 1 passing touchdown and 5 interceptions. Coming off a game where he had 9 completions, and I thought there was a lot of drops and wide receivers and tight ends didn't help him out. But Josh Allen for an interception in play against the Jets at minus 128 at FanDuel. And then if I'm looking for a build to step up, it is Dalton Kincaid. If you're sub with us over at FTN, we'll be doing some live bets. We had, you know, Evan Ingram yesterday in the London game at over 10.5 catches, or I think we went over 8.5 catches rather at plus money. We could see Trevor Lawrence was just feeding him. Last night we did it with Tracy Jr. over 4.5 catches. He got to 6. I didn't get greedy and I wanted 1 more. 2 more receiving yards from him in that final drive. I don't know what Dable was thinking settling for that long field goal after his kicker just missed the long field goal from there. They could have ran a couple more plays, maybe give him a more makeable field goal, even though kickers are kind of hitting at a good success rate over 40 these days. But anyways, Kincaid's the guy. I may take a look at Shakir. We'll see how healthy he is. I think he's pretty risky, to be honest with you. There could be some sort of setback for him. He could be taken away from some of these wide receivers. So I think Dalton Kincaid, who does have 13 targets over the last 2 weeks and, you know, 7 catches and just over 80 receiving yards, this isn't a huge number, and it's the Jets. So as bad as he's been, 33, 41, 47, and 34 over the last couple of games, has kind of been right around this number, and he's cleared it in 2 of his last 3. That would be the guy that it would take a look at. And I actually gave first touchdown on the Sirius show to the Jets defense at 22-1, so maybe worth a sprinkle. But this is what I have for scores, and again, keep in mind that I don't think that this is going to be a high scoring game. I don't think there's going to be a lot of points. Breece Hall is not even at good odds at -105 to score a touchdown. I just think he scores a touchdown. We played this game before with certain backs like David Montgomery, Kenneth Walker, these guys that the odds weren't great, but they found the end zone. So Breece Hall at -105, he's like plus 450 to score the first touchdown. It's not huge odds there. Josh Allen at plus 145. I was debating James Cook, and, you know, he has the over in the 3.5 rushing touchdowns that we gave at the start of the season in the future show. But Josh Allen plus 145, he may just have to kind of do everything himself here tonight. He may run a little bit more, call his own number potentially a little bit more, especially if he's got the yips against the secondary. He's kind of eating him up a little bit. So Josh Allen at plus 145. A longer shot here at Alan Lazard at plus 300, 3-1 to score a touchdown. Alan Lazard's been looked at inside the red zone. It's just it's an Aaron Rodgers thing. It's his old buddy. He's looking his way, and as decent odds for a guy who already has, what, like 3 or 4 touchdowns already. I know a couple of them were primetime too, right? Jets playing a lot of primetime games, so that's going to happen, but I think he had 2 in the opener. He did. And then he had 1 against New England, which was a primetime touchdown. And then the Vikings 1 touchdown as well. So all 4 of his games were like standalone kind of primetime games that we all saw. And, you know, he's very much involved. 9 targets, 8 targets, 9 targets. So he's had at least 8 targets in 3 games. But I think that they're going to run the football there in New York. We'll see. But a little bit of a long shot there with Lazard at plus 300, and then Dalton Kincaid at plus 290. So the longer shots there. But I think the Jets defense is in play for a touchdown, just given the picks. And I think that 22-1, a little sprinkle on the Jets first touchdown of the game being their defense. So there you have it. I think the Jets win, and I think it's a low scoring game. Like I'm thinking 20-17, maybe even a 17-14 type football game here tonight. It's a tough game to call and in the AFC East. And I just think that the Jets being at home and with the better defense at the moment, the Bills a little banged up. Didn't really like what I saw from them last week. All right, Breece Hall over 13.5 rushing attempts. A little sprinkle on 20 attempts at plus 650. Breece Hall over 57.5 rushing yards. I'd go as high as 60. If you saw 60, I'd take it. I'd even take 14.5 if it got up there with Breece, but I don't think it will. I think 13.5 is all right. We've got the same game parlay here for Breece. 15 attempts, 75 rushing yards, and a touchdown at 6-1. We got James Cook over 13.5 rushing attempts. We have James Cook over 14.5 receiving yards. I think Cook could have a big day through the year. That's a guy that we may be live betting at FTN in our Discord channel if we see a couple of early catches for him. Dalton Kincaid at over 38.5 receiving yards. You have Josh Allen to throw an interception. We think Breece Hall, Josh Allen, Allen Lazard, and Dalton Kincaid as the touchdown plays here for you guys. So enjoy the Monday Night Football game. Hopefully the winners are yours. We'll talk some waiver wire here on our FTN YouTube page on Jake Seeley's show on Tuesday. We'll have rankings on Wednesday. And we'll be back on Friday. Missed you guys on Friday, a little bit under the weather, Thanksgiving weekend here, but we'll be back on Mean Street. So make sure you're subscribed to our YouTube page. Use promo code FTN show or puck to save yourself a little bit of cash on any of our packages if you're looking to be part of the family. All right. Have a good one, guys. We'll talk to you soon. Peace.